Crows took on the Kangaroos on Saturday night. And unfortunately, they came up just short. And to tell us a little bit about what happened and a little bit about the team review as well as one of their members of the leadership group in Daniel Talia. Dan, how are you?
Hi, Dick. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you. Although you did a lot of things right, you'd be disappointed not to take home the points after a pretty good match on Saturday night.
Yeah, really disappointed. As a player, you always hate losing, and as a club, we hate losing as well. So to be in such a tight game and feel like we had momentum probably till halfway through that third quarter, it was really disappointing to lose. But a few positive signs to come out of the game as well.
Daniel, I thought the Crows were the better team. It was a 10-point margin. There were three or four 50-metre penalties that resulted in goals, and people are calling them undisciplined. I didn't think they were that. And they missed five absolute sitters. Eddie would kick 100 out of 100, and Taylor Walker would kick 100 out of 100, the two that they missed. Did you feel the same, that you were the better team?
I wouldn't say we were a better team because we didn't end up winning, but we certainly felt like a few critical moments let us down. And, easy things to fix up. We gave away a few free kicks, as you said, and a few 50-metre penalties. And, they resulted in probably three goals. And then, we got outmarked a couple of times. Source and I in that last quarter, at pivotal moments against Goldstein where, that probably changed the course of the game. So it was a few things that we can really tidy up and easy things that were probably on us that cost us the game. So that's what's probably disappointing about it.
So just on those couple of incidents, were you unlucky or were you undisciplined? What do you reckon?
Look, it's in a close game and in the moment, it was a really close game and intense. Players really want to, be physical and show that they're out there and play tough. So that one against Jake Lever where he hit Thomas and he fell down, it was a bit of, I suppose you could call it either way. And then, a couple of those 50-metre penalties where the boys are still getting used to that rule. You could call them undisciplined, but I don't think they were. They were just, one-offs, and hopefully we don't see a trend in that area. Mm.
So how did the coach view those? Did he view them as undisciplined? What does he call it? An event rather than a
trend?
A trend?
Yeah, you've got his lingo down pat. Yeah. Well, no, he thought a couple of them were a bit silly. The Lever one where he hit Thomas, he thought that was unnecessary. But Jake's a young player and it was in a pretty tight game. So we got over to him. And I don't think he was too worried about it. He just doesn't want it to become an event, as you said. So, we can fix that up.
Their pressure was really good. They stuck with you all night. I think they, in the end, had 82 tackles to your 63. Did they wear you down, do you think?
Oh, their pressure was really good, yeah. Getting the ball in the back line, you always had someone coming at you and you never had a really clear target. So they laid a few more tackles than us, which was disappointing. But at the same time, we converted when we got the ball out of space. So their pressure probably didn't wear us down. It was just... they're a good side, so they're always going to bring pressure, and a lot of good sides do that. I think it was more on us, and as you said, we missed a couple of goals and gave away a few free kicks, and we felt like, we probably lost the game rather than them clearly winning it. So, it's things we can fix up, and we've got an exciting week ahead to do it.
Absolutely. How are you going to limit opposition to 50 or 55 plus inside 50s? I think that's the key. I think you're defending well. That back six as a unit is really defending well. But, gee, with that amount of supply in there, teams are going to score against you.
Yeah, well, at the same time, I think we had the same number of inside 50s. So, yeah we've got to get that balance right of all-out attack and then defending as well. I think we can... as a back six, we can probably push up a bit higher and lock the ball in our forward half a bit more. But at the same time, it's on the forwards and mids to put pressure on as well. So you can see how it's all relevant and it all comes back to, the whole team defending together. And I think with just a few tweaks, we can probably keep the ball in our forward half a bit more. And as you said, limit those inside 50s because with that majority, it is tough to, keep sides under 80 points and win games.
We heard Don Pike after the game in the press conference. He sounded pretty calm. He talked about liking a fair bit of stuff. You've had your team review. What are some of the stuff that he highlighted that you did really well?
Yeah, he really liked a couple of the games from, the younger guys like Mitch McGovern and Wayne Malira and how poor they were in their first game. And you saw Mitch put on a lot of pressure and, really play a good role for us. And then there were times where North were coming at us, we were able to hold strong, as you said, down back, and they'd kick a goal and we'd get one back. So there was a few pleasing signs there. And then around the contest as well, North by themselves on the inside contest, and they have a few balls in there, and Cunnington and Zeeble, and a couple of our younger players like Matty Crouch and, you know, Tomo as well through there, really held strong and played well through the inside as well. So they're just a few key areas that we were pleased with from the weekend, but there's a few we can pick up as well.
Sorry to chop in there, Daniel. We're at Glenelg Oval. Joe Manny streaming in from one end. And I reckon it was an outside edge. Cozzy died. Mm. Did he put it to grass? Yeah, was it a chance?
That's the third drop catch today. So the Redbacks not quite being able to get the job done.
So they're one for 65. The target is 193. Dean is 51 of those runs.
He's done very well. Just brought up his half century. Daniel, Taylor Walker, we saw him in a moon boot at varying stages after the game. I think he's out of that moon boot now. Is there any chance that he won't be playing in the showdown this week?
No, I'll say that's 0% chance of him not playing. He'll definitely be there, and he lives a big game, so there's no way he takes it. No way at all.
Oh, that's great. We need him out there. The hard deck, it was a taxing game. It was up and down the ground. Everyone else pull up okay. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel really good, actually. I only played two games in the preseason, so I'm ready to go for the year ahead. And it was a really quick game, and Even guys like myself and Tex, we were talking after the game, and by the end of the last quarter, I think both teams were pretty stuffed. So I think that's the interchange and rotations coming in there, and guys do fatigue in that last quarter, so you've got to play the game right out because you certainly get tired towards the end of the game.
Did you notice any other adjustments you had to make to your game with the deliberate out of bounds and a few of those other rules?
Those rules have been really good. It's made the game really free-flowing and high-scoring. And I suppose the one rule that's a lot different is just working out where 10 metres is around the guy that's marked the ball. I think we had a couple of 50s, as I said before, that got paid against us, and you're just not used to having to run away from that bloke who's marked the ball. So that's probably the change we talked about in the review yesterday as well, is just being aware that you've got to get out of there a bit quicker and not give away for a kick.
One of the things this week, it's always a big game when you play a showdown, but it takes on a little bit more significance because it's your 100th game this week. How quick has that gone, Daniel?
Yeah, it's almost been 100 straight, Vic, since you were coaching, and you gave me my my run back then. So, it's come along pretty quickly, and at the same time, though, it is my 7th year, so time flies. And, what a privilege to be playing your 100th in a showdown on the Adelaide Oval. You couldn't ask for anything more.
You've played 99 of a possible 102 since your debut, so you're super durable. I had a look back. Your 50th game was also a showdown, Tails, but we lost that by 4 points. So
You're due,
buddy. Right.
I can't even remember my 50th, so there you go. I'll have to win my 100th, and no one will remember that. So, we certainly aren't one there on the milestone.
Well, congratulations, Tails. Have an absolute ripper. Showdown 40 Saturday afternoon, the first home game. Some extra pressure to win, obviously, on the back of that 10-point loss. Thanks for your time, Tails.
Yeah, thanks, Ro. Thanks, Vic.
Have a ripper.
Yeah, there you go. Daniel Talia, he was really solid again on a great opponent in Drew Petrie. Just looking on the wires, just a bit of news coming through that Daniel won't be happy about, and that's about his brother Michael. Michael Talia is set to miss 8 to 12 weeks.
Dear.
He's had the same problem as Dane Swan. He hurt his Lisfranc ligament, which is in your foot. So 8 to 12 weeks, that's unfortunate because the young man, after missing out at the Western Bulldogs late last year, dropping out of the side, moved up to Sydney and was able to force his way into that really strong Sydney defence. And now he's going to be missing for almost 3 months. So commiserations to the big man, yeah. Tails.